Hello there. Would you like to just introduce yourself to me for a minute?
I certainly shall, Ellis. I'm Angie Long. I am the new, if I'm still allowed to say new, because I'm 4 months into the role, chair of the Methodist Church here in Lincolnshire.
And tell me a little bit about Methodism. What's the kind of beginnings?
Well, Methodism actually began here in the county of Lincolnshire, in a town of the town of Epworth. John Wesley was one of 19 children to Samuel and Susanna Wesley. Samuel was the parish priest in Epworth at the time, which is the early 1700s. And John and his brother Charles also became Anglican priests. But John felt that the Anglican Church needed a bit of a kick up the bum, to be honest. Felt that it was a bit insular, it wasn't really serving the community, it was just kind of going through the motions. And so John and some friends began what they hoped would be a movement to kind of ginger up the Church of England. And that movement then became a denomination in its own right. And the Methodist name tag was actually given to them at Oxford as a bit of a kind of a slight, because they would get up early in the morning. They were very rigorous. They were very methodical in their prayer life, in their Bible study, in the way that they arranged things. And so people basically called them Methodists to take the mickey out of them. But actually that stuck. And that's still part of how we hope we're organised today, to be methodical and rigorous and kind of measured in how we conduct ourselves.
And for those who maybe haven't got a proper introduction to Methodism yet, what's it all about? What's the kind of central core ideas?
The central thing, which was one of the ideas that that Mr. Wesley kind of coined, is the idea of social holiness. That actually to be a Christian means that you have to be engaged in your community, that it's not just about pie in the sky when you die, that it's about making a difference to the community and the people around you. So famously, the thing that most people, I think, would think of when they thought about Methodists is that we are teetotal. We are not teetotal. We haven't been a teetotal denomination ever, really. But what Mr. Wesley said was, just think about how you spend your money. Don't be spending it all on beer. Don't be spending it all on tea, which was his weakness. And obviously tea in the 1700s was a really expensive commodity. Think about how you might better spend your money to make life better for others and not just indulge in your own kind of fancies and frivolities. So that idea of social holiness, being making a difference to people around you.
And tell me about yourself. Are you new to Lincoln?
I'm new to Lincoln as in a city. We moved here at the tail end of September. I was in Epworth itself, actually, was the place that I was a minister for the preceding 7 years. But originally, I'm from Northumberland. So I was born and raised in Northumberland. I went to university and served the church first in Scotland. Then we moved back down to County Durham. And now we've moved to Lincoln. So this is the furthest south I've ever lived, but I guess I'm a bit of a flibbertigibbet, which is why sometimes people have a trouble pinning down my accent, because it's kind of got a little bit weird around the edges since I left Northumberland all those years ago.
And what do you think of Lincoln so far?
Really enjoying being here. I'm not a city girl. I'm from a very small fishing village. But Lincoln is not a massive city. It's really nice to have the cathedral and theatres and the cinema and stuff like that on the doorstep instead of having to travel for it. But we live on the edge of the city as well. So 5 minutes in the car and I'm out into the fields, which is more my kind of thing. So we've kind of got the best of both worlds, really.
Mm-hmm. And what's Methodism like in Lincoln itself then?
In Lincoln, there are a number of Methodist churches. The circuit itself kind of extends outside of the boundaries of the city as well. So there are some villages like Nettleham and Skellingthorpe. All of the Methodist churches, I think, in the city, it would be fair to say, are very different to each other. And I think that's another thing about the Methodist Church. We're quite a broad church in terms of how we would worship and so on. So we have the church up in Balegate, which obviously has quite a historic kind of traditional position within the city. But then we have a church out on St Giles's, which is working a lot in that community, again, with kind of food banks and uniform swaps and all of those sorts of things in that area, because there's particular needs there. And then out in the villages, you have that situation where you very often have families who've lived in those villages for generation after generation after generation. Everybody knows each other. It's quite a tight-knit community, and they're able to kind of serve that pastoral need and be really careful with each other, and extending out into the farming communities as well, which have been so badly hit, of course, in the recent months, because we've just had flood after flood after flood, and the farming communities in the whole county are really struggling at the moment. And lots of Methodist churches are involved in trying to give them some support and some help where they can.
Mm. So action has always seemed very central to the to the Methodist faith. Can you tell me about some of the actions going on in Lincoln? For example, I know that there's currently the Holocaust Memorial Service is going to be happening at Lincoln in the Methodist Church in Balegate.
Yes, that's right. My predecessor, Bruce Thompson, was very, very involved in relationships between the Jewish and the Christian communities. It was a particular interest of his. And so that relationship that he built up now has been picked up by Balegate and is able to be continued. And obviously with the situation in Palestine and Israel being as it is at the moment, those relationships, those conversations, breaking down those barriers is more important, arguably, than it's been, you know, kind of in my lifetime, really. And so I'm really proud to be able to say that they're hosting that. We hope always, I think, to be a neutral space, a safe space for people to be able to come. Because we kind of hold that middle ground, I think, in Methodism between high church and low church, between establishment church and kind of non-denominational independent churches. Somehow we seem to sit in the middle. And so I think that kind of plays into the interfaith dialogue and community as well, which is a good thing to be able to do.
Hmm. And you mentioned with the St. Giles, for example, there, and going around all these churches. Have you got any stories so far of anyone you've met or anything you've heard going on in the community so far?
St. Giles is, we have a new deacon, Deacon Helen, who has come into the circuit here in Lincoln. She's just fresh out of college, so she's all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and shiny, and she's come out with college with some wonderful things. And so I know that she's been doing some things up at St. Giles's and with some other groups as well about mindfulness. About being able to just kind of rest in the space and take a step away from some of the difficulties that people are experiencing at the moment with cost of living crisis and all of those kinds of worries that are going on. She's an absolutely brilliant asset to the circuit team. And as I say, she's just new into the circuit, but I know that she's going to be developing that work and rolling it out in other churches and then reaching out through toddler groups, through coffee mornings, through knit and natter groups that happen in some of the chapels, reaching out into other people's lives as well and being able to bring them that still space. She's a very good thing.
And if you had one message then to deliver to anyone listening about Methodism, about what it is you do and what it is the community here does, what would you say?
I would hope that I would wholeheartedly be able to say that people would find a welcome in whatever Methodist church they went into. I would hope to be able to say that actually come with your questions, come with your doubts, come with faith or no faith and find that space to be able to have those conversations about how faith, about how a God of justice and peace and love can make a difference in the world, and then find your way of being able to put that into practice in your place.
Thank you very much.